Yeah, thank God for seeing us through another day. Today I'll just share with you this familiar verse, Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Now this verse, in between, there are many things that we can learn, but his devotion, I'll just focus on the taking up of the yoke and the resting of our souls. Here we have the interesting thoughts of surrender. Taking up the yoke is something that we have to surrender ourselves. Yet the richness of it, we all can learn. This particular verse, although it's familiar, it can refresh us and we can apply it to our lives. Here, Jesus invites us to take up his yoke and to learn of him. To take up something, there must be a thought process. Yeah, and we usually make a decision based on that particular process. And I submit to you here, there are a few thoughts that we can relate to this picture of the yoke. First, there is this thought of surrender. We study history of wars, those nations that are being conquered surrender themselves to the new government. Now, regardless of how the people feels, they are now subjects to the new headship. Very often, this kind of surrender are never in full compliance. There will be murmuring, grumbling, and dissatisfaction. There will be some that are even rebellious and unwilling. But when Christ invite us to surrender to him, he demands a full surrender, not a half-hearted one. The reason is that Christ died on the cross to redeem us. The work completed on the cross is finished. It is complete and it required no other additions. Likewise, when he saves us and as we surrender unto him, it is imperative that he demands all of us and our all. He does not claim a little bit of our life. He claims life in its wholeness and entirety. There is this strange thing that in whenever we surrender our lives, we have this peace that passes all understanding we freely enjoy. Non-Christians will never understand. And they may say that we are being brainwashed and we are not ourselves and our personality is being warped or even distorted. I have a friend in university. He used to jeer and laugh at me that I'm a Christian, that I have been changed to a very weird person. The things that I do, the things that I say are not natural. That's what he claims. But after many years, we lost contact, but after some time, we got in touch. And lo and behold, he has become a Christian himself. So this is a very strange thing, but it happens. So here, it is never so with Christ. When we surrender to Christ, it means that we are liberated of our old tainted personality. Our old sinful self is now conquered by the power of God. For in him we live and move and have our being. No man is really himself until he is fully surrendered to the Lord. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and find rest unto your souls. Now the second thought of surrender is that this surrender is not a compelled or forced surrender. We see here our Lord is inviting us to consider taking up his yoke. Our Lord uses the word must very often throughout the Bible. And there are times he even commands us to do something. But here he entreats us. We read in the history of Roman Empire, the army smashed and conquered other tribes and compelled their prisoners to bear the yoke. But Christ never wanted any one of us to come to him in this manner. This is not what Christ has intended for us for his conquest. Christ demands a surrender that is willing, not compelled. At home, we can compel our pet dog to do things for us, and there are times we even compel our domestic helper to carry out things we want them to do. But Christ, the lover of our souls, never treats us as a dog or a slave. We are the Father's children, made in the Father's image, and we have inherited the heritage of freedom, and we have the choice to take up his yoke or to despise it. Just as in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were given the choice whether to stay away or to choose to eat of the fruit. Many of us has been years as a Christian, but our faith remains as a mustard seed. We are still waiting for Christ to do something irresistible, perhaps something big to move our hearts, something that will compel and sweep us off our feet to Christ. Sometimes we feel, why do my dear brothers and sisters in Christ is able to do so many things for the Lord? Why am I still unable to feel the urge to serve Christ? Dear friends, this something is not going to happen. You have to decide. You can come to him and take up the cross and to follow him or to reject him. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, now is the accepted time. The Master is calling with these words, take my yoke upon you. Now, taking on a yoke also means service. The yoke symbolizes work. So the next thought is that of service. We serve God in our various capacities, talents, and capabilities. There is no distinction between worldly service and godly service. All life is service, and all service ranks the same with God. There is no distinction. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Christ comes to all who have to serve, no matter how high or how low their service be. He says, take my yoke upon you and find rest. This rest, he is not referring to rest from service, as in retirement and you don't have to do anything. He is referring to rest in service. While the labor and sweat is still present, the soul finds rest from the care and worry of the day, and the burden no longer irritates and causes anxieties. Our duty is different now. As we work, God is near. His strength is sufficient once we take on the yoke of Christ. The next thing is peace in the heart while serving with Christ's yoke. When our Lord went about his ministry, he worked relentlessly. The intensity in which he carried out his plan was unparalleled. He was tracked down by those who persecute him, yet he ministered to others while moving from town to town. The crowds thronged him and the calls were overwhelming, but yet he moved in peace that passes all understanding. He has this peace that no one else has. He is at rest from the requirement of the law. He is at rest from the worldly pursuits. He is at rest from earthly cares. He is at rest from uncertainties on this earth. He now says, take my yoke upon you and find rest. To take Christ's yoke upon ourselves is to serve in trust, in humility, and in his spirit. This will make all his service beautiful and with joy. When we come under Christ's yoke, we come under the everlasting arms along with his blessings. This gives us peace when the burdens grow greater. We are sustained by his infinite grace. Matthew Henry says, the yoke is a double yoke. Farmers sometimes train a young beast by yoking it with an older, experienced beast. One that is more familiar with the plow and has been through thick and thin doing this work. Christ says, I want you to pull with me and you will learn to make a straighter furrow and the result will be good and the farmer will be contented. In life, we all need a mentor, a teacher, a guide, one we can safely to go to for help and counsel. The thought of going through and doing all by ourselves can be daunting at times. But to have someone to come alongside, it will definitely relieve us of the worrying and anxiousness. Christ is saying, "Child, let's do this thing together. This is an offer of partnership with God in the face of strain and stress today." The question is, have we accepted it? Life is real. His offer is real. Why not accept it now? So in conclusion, we have considered briefly what is a complete surrender to Christ, and that this surrender is not a forced surrender, but an earnest entreatment and invitation from Christ. As we surrender to Christ and take on his yoke, we engage ourselves in service for the Lord. We do it wholeheartedly, joyfully, and always in his strength. I pray that we all may detach ourselves from the burden of this world, take up the yoke, and learn of him. When we do so, we will experience rest and peace for our souls. May the Lord help us. Let us pray. Eternal God, our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that you have so encouraged us to take on the yoke, because your yoke is easy and light, and that our burdens may be carried along with your strength. Father, grant to us the faith that we can trust in you, to rely on you wholly and wholeheartedly. Help us to surrender our wills completely to yours. And as we walk a life of pilgrimage, help us to draw close to you and to forsake the world, to deny the cross, but to follow him. All this we pray and give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.